Our Father, who art in heaven, God's late. Let's start over. Our Father, who art in heaven,
yes.
Don't interrupt me, I'm praying.
Called you?
No, I didn't call you. I'm praying. Our Father, who art in heaven,
did
what? But I didn't mean anything by it. I was, you know, just saying my prayers for the day. I always say the Lord's Prayer. It makes me feel good, kind of like fulfilling a duty. Okay, hallowed be thy name.
What do you mean by that?
By what?
By hallowed be thy name.
It means, good grief, I don't know what it means. How in the world should I know? It's just part of the prayer. By the way, what does it mean?
It means honored, holy, wonderful.
Yeah, that makes sense. I never thought about what hallowed meant before, thanks. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Do you really mean that?
Sure, why not?
Well, what are you doing about it?
Doing? Why, nothing, I guess. I just think it would be kind of neat if you got control of everything down here like you have up there. We're kind of in a mess down here, you know? Well, I go to church.
That isn't what I asked you. What about your temper? You've really got a problem there, you know?
I don't have a temper.
And then there's the way you spend your money, all on yourself. And what about the kind of books you read?
Now, hold on just a minute. Stop picking on me. I'm just as good as some of the rest of those people at church. Oh, all right. I guess I do have some hang-ups. Now that you mention it, I could probably name some others.
So could I.
I haven't thought about it very much until now, but I really would like to cut out some of those things. I would like to, you know, be really free.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and me. I'm proud of you.
Look, Lord, if you don't mind, I need to finish up here. This is taking a lot longer than it usually does. Give us this day our daily bread.
You need to cut out the bread. You're overweight.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this? Here I was doing my religious duty, and all of a sudden you break in and remind me of all my hang-ups. I'm scared too. I know what you'll say. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. See, I knew it. I knew you'd bring her up. Why, Lord, she's told lies about me and spread stories. She never paid the money back that she owes me. I've sworn to get even with her. I didn't mean it.
Well, at least you're honest. But it's quite a load of carrying around all that bitterness and resentment, isn't it?
Yes, but I'll feel better as soon as I get even with her. Boy, have I got some plans for her. She'll wish she had never been born.
No, you will not feel any better. You will feel worse. Revenge is not sweet. No, I'm happy you are.
You can? How?
Forgive me. Then I will forgive you. And the hate and the sin will be his problem. It's not yours. You will have settled the problem as far as you are concerned.
Oh, you know, you're right. You always are. And more than I want revenge, I want to be right with you. All right, all right. I forgive her.
There. Wonderful. How do you feel?
Well, not bad. Not bad at all. In fact, I feel really great. You know, I don't think I'll go to bed uptight tonight. I haven't been getting much rest, you know. Oh, all right. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Good, good. I'll do that. Just don't put yourself in a place where you can be tempted.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean.
Yeah, okay, I know.
Go ahead, finish your prayer.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. No, but I'd like to know. I want to please you now. I've really made a mess of things, and I want to truly follow you. I can see now how great that would be. So tell me, how do I make you happy? Thank you, God. When I spoke to Father Joachim this morning, I sort of ran that by him, and he said, well, that could be your homily. And I said, no. I think the point of it, and the thing that whenever this comes up and I recall this conversation, it takes me back to the Jewish Testament. If you read the Jewish Testament, the Old Testament, it is replete with conversations with Yahweh. Moses spent time in the desert, and every time there was an issue, God and Moses had this conversation. The prophets, they spoke to God on a personal basis. Yahweh, help me. Yahweh is calling me. Yahweh called the prophets, had these conversations again and again and again and again. And then Abraham, these three gentlemen, not too long ago we heard about these three gentlemen who were passing by and stopped, and Abraham scurried around so he could feed them and give them hospitality, which is, you know, the basis for what Jesus is talking about. Hospitality was a strong, strong cultural norm in the Jewish community. But anyhow, these guys stop and he feeds them, and they stop by and they go, in a year, Sarah will be pregnant. Again and again, we see this, conversations with God in the Old Testament. Well, you know, what happens when we pray is, guess what? God listens, and he responds every single time. Probably not like this, but he responds to us. And if we listen with our hearts and our minds and our souls open, then all sorts of things can happen in our prayer life. He speaks the truth. Jesus speaks the truth. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened. Part of it is you have to do that. You have to show up and you have to pray. But you have to pray in such a way that it means something, that there's an actual opportunity for interaction. Anybody who knows the Hail Mary, when they want to talk to Mother Mary, can rip off a Hail Mary in about 30 seconds. And you're done. And you can say, got the Hail Mary out of the way, now I'm going to go do the Our Father, and if God doesn't get in the way, I'll get it done pretty quick too. But I would invite you sometime to spend a little bit of time with those prayers. Do so in such a way that you really think about what it is you're saying. Hail Mary, full of grace. What does that mean? Here is a woman who, from the moment of her birth, was chosen by God, led a sinless life. Can you imagine what that would look like? Full of grace. Our Father who art in heaven. The concept of Jesus saying "Our Father" to the people around him, that was new for the people in his time. That was new for the Jews. They had Yahweh, and Yahweh was that God that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, the flood. Don't mess with him. Don't make him mad. And Jesus is saying he's not someone to be feared. My Father in heaven loves you. And if you seek, he will give you what you seek. But you have to be part of it. You can't just stand around and expect grace to rain upon you. It won't happen that way. It doesn't happen that way. Because we have to be part of it. We have to enter into that relationship with God and be a part of what we're seeking. And we have to commit to it. We have to commit to it. That's the other piece. For everyone who asks does receive, and the one who seeks finds. Seeking involves a commitment. You're looking for something. Ask. It's an active verb. Asking is an active verb. We're seeking something. We're involved. And that's what today is about. So the next time you pray, particularly the Our Father, be really careful about how you pray it. Because I got to tell you, the truth is, God is listening, and he will indeed respond.